Tonight on ABC, in a special expanded episode of NYPD Blue, Jimmy Smits plays Detective Bobby Simone for the last time before leaving the show as a series regular. TV critic David Bianculli is here to provide lots of praise, but very few details.
Don't worry. I'm not going to let out any secrets about whether Bobby Simone lives or dies, or any other information about how the show's writers and producers deal with the departure of Jimmy Smits, the actor, and Bobby Simone, the character. This 90-minute episode of NYPD Blue is so good, it ought to be enjoyed at full force, with all the nuances and surprises intact. What I want to tell you instead is to watch it for yourself. Do not miss it under any circumstances. Tonight's NYPD Blue is the season's best accomplishment to date. It's must-see TV for real, not just as a promotional slogan. All this couldn't be more different than 4 years ago, the last time NYPD Blue had to deal with the departure of a major star. That was when David Caruso, after one season playing Detective John Kelly, decided he wanted to leave the show and pursue a movie career. We all know how that turned out. After a handful of episodes into the second season, Caruso exited and Jimmy Smits entered. Back then, Caruso's departure, under angry rather than friendly circumstances, painted the show's writers and producers into a corner they appeared to want to get out of as quickly as possible. In the same farewell episode, Caruso's John Kelly was disgraced, he turned in his badge, and he walked out the precinct door. By doing so, he left everyone in the squad room out of sight and out of mind, including Andy Sipowicz, his best friend and loyal partner, played by Dennis Franz. This abrupt ending to Kelly's story rang false in several respects, especially in that even if he were to leave the force, his loyal friend Andy would still keep in touch. To have the character of John Kelly disappear like that, acknowledging neither his past nor his future, was a lazy way out. And to compound that sin, ABC promoted that farewell episode heavily without providing any preview tapes for critics. The network and Stephen Bochco Productions wanted all the rubes in the tent, but didn't want anyone out front warning that it wasn't exactly the greatest show on earth. What's different this time? Everything. In the very first show this season, NYPD Blue began with a dream sequence that didn't make much sense at the time, featuring Brad Sullivan as Patsy, an old friend of Bobby's who taught him how to raise carrier pigeons. But those dreams, like the storyline about Bobby's progressive illness, have gathered more force and meaning every week, leading up to the emotional resolution tonight. NYPD Blue this season has been like a novel, with a new chapter unfolding each week, and with the writers clearly knowing where they wanted to go. Because almost all viewers by now know that Smits is leaving the show, there's real jeopardy in Bobby's hospital scenes, and real anguish not knowing when or whether his condition will improve. Reacting to all of this, the cast, especially Smits, Franz, and playing Bobby's agonizing wife, Kim Delaney, has never been better. Tonight's episode begins 2 weeks after Bobby's heart transplant. In this early scene between Smits and Delaney, his wife helps him get dressed for visitors.
You done?
Am I hurting you?
No.
One more. You have like a little drainage. I wanted to go slow, buttoning over this bandage.
Okay. I'm gonna lean back now.
All right. You set the schedule, Bobby.
Yeah. I haven't seen this much action in a while. Is the bandage wet?
No. It was a little yellow drainage.
Feels wet.
I wonder where Dr. Swan is.
It's not like we don't have no time.
Yeah. Now we have time.
Paris Barclay directs this send-off episode, which was written by Nicholas Wooten and based on a story by Bochco, David Milch, and Bill Clark. There are no messy theatrics in the 90-minute installment. Instead, the drama is allowed to build almost by the sheer weight of concern about Bobby and his frame of mind, a concern that fills the squad room even after their colleague's bad heart is replaced. Tonight, NYPD Blue reclaims the crown, shared last season by Homicide, Life on the Street, and The Practice, as the best drama series on TV. Next week, Dennis Franz gets a new partner, former child actor Rick Schroeder. Life and television goes on. And in this case, it ought to be very interesting to watch. The male bonding aspect of NYPD Blue, the way Andy relates to his partners in a gruff but very loving way, is about to be tested and explored for a third time.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.